Hello and welcome to Eden Exchanges, the business journey podcast by Eden Exchange. My name is Ben Madden and I'm the digital marketing specialist here at Eden Exchange. Today we spoke to Nat Derbyshire, the director at Motability. Listen as Nat discusses how he decided that Motability was the right business for him, why now is the right time for Motability to enter the world of franchising, how Motability works with the NDIS, what Motability looks for in potential franchisees, how the industry has changed in the time he's worked with Motability, and so much more. Keep listening to learn all about Motability right here on Eden Exchanges. Welcome to Eden Exchanges, a podcast by Eden Exchange. I'm Ben from Eden Exchange, and today we're joined by a very special guest, Nat Derbyshire from Motability. How's it going, Nat?
Great. Yeah, thanks for having me.
So really excited for this one today, kind of to unpack Motability, how you first got involved with them and what you're looking for in franchisees. So I guess to start off with, can you tell me a little bit about your journey with starting out with Motability and where it's taken you to today?
Yeah, sure. So me and my partner bought the business about 10 years ago. It's just a small business that had about 5 staff at the time. And I guess it didn't take a lot of research to sort of see the potential in that industry. And after looking at the business, we bought it and we've sort of been working on it ever since.
So when you were looking for a business, I guess, early on, what made Motability stand out to you?
Well, I guess I certainly wasn't really looking at this industry. I was looking at all sorts of things, but I've done sort of importing and wholesaling before. I've done installation and technical work. So it seemed like a really good fit for me, skills wise. And it was when I sort of looked into the industry and sort of my parents are baby boomers and I guess our perfect customers really. And you can see that, you know, the baby boomers, they don't want to hold on to their money. They want to like hold on to their independence and their stuff. So they're happy to get equipment to help them do that.
I guess that's a good place to go. Can you tell me a little bit more about the services that Motability offers your target customers?
Yeah, sure. So we supply mobility equipment. We have quite a range of mobility equipment. And so that ranges from stair lifts. So we install stair lifts to get people upstairs that can't walk up the stairs. We make adjustable beds, so like hospital beds for home. We do lift and recline chairs to lift people out of the chairs that when they can't get out of themselves. And of course, the mobility scooters or gophers, as people know them by.
Amazing. So really giving people their freedom, which I think everyone wants, right? No one wants to be kind of stuck in one place. They always want to be able to move around and really offering that to people who might not be able to find that elsewhere.
Yeah, that's right. The freedom and independence. So, you know, they can still go off and do their own shopping. They don't need someone to come and help them. They can still get to the top story of their house. They can still move around, you know, transfer from bed to the wheelchair or whatever they want to do.
Yeah, amazing. And for any franchisees listening out there, how does Motability differentiate itself from other franchises in the market? What unique advantages do you offer to potential franchisees?
Sure. I'm not sure there's many franchises in this industry. And typically mobility stores are sort of, well, in the past, they've been quite small stores run by mum and dad. And we're trying to turn that all around. Our stores are quite large. They're really bright. They're kind of happy. Our sales staff are happy and friendly and helpful. And we want to make that journey of, you know, them finding the equipment they need an enjoyable one.
That's an interesting point. So if other stores in kind of in your industry are mum and pop stores, quite small ones, why then go down the franchising route? What is it that makes you really passionate about expanding into this industry?
I guess, you know, we've had great feedback from our customers. They love coming into our store. They love dealing with us, dealing with our people. I guess that's what's helped us grow. And I guess we want to take that out to a lot more people.
Yeah, I love that. Trying to spread it far and wide, kind of make sure you're helping everyone that you can, right?
Yeah, yep.
I love that. And when you are looking for potential franchisees, what kind of qualities are you looking for, kind of their skill sets and maybe also their attitude? And how do you ensure that a potential franchisee is a good fit for the Motability brand?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I think it's important people are compassionate and empathetic, but we also sort of want them to be business-minded and sort of some sort of technical, mechanical background is a benefit as well. We're sort of, a lot of our business or our sales is not really sales. It's matching people with equipment. So we definitely want to stay away from any sort of hard sell or anything. It's really sort of knowing the equipment and then being able to match it to the people's needs. That's what we find works.
Can you talk me through the process of maybe matching someone with the equipment that they might need? What do you kind of look for when you are meeting with a new customer for the first time? And how do you get to know their needs and then match them with the right things for them?
I guess listening is an important part of it. Listen to what they want, what they're trying to achieve. Because a lot of people don't know what equipment is available. And sometimes they come in with one idea. They've seen one mobility scooter or something. And they come in with an idea. And when you talk to them about what they're actually trying to achieve, it may be a totally different piece of equipment that would actually help them achieve that. And we're also very big on trying it. We just get people on it. If it's a chair, we're like, sit in it, try it, have a go. Same with the mobility scooters. We love people getting people on them and having go. We'll take it out to the house. We do home demos, so we'll take any of our equipment out to people's houses to try it. And we like doing that. Sometimes people say, I don't know if it fits through a gate, or I don't know if it'll go, I've got a really steep driveway. And we're like, let's get it out there. Let's try it and see how it goes. Because if this product doesn't work, we'll help you find something that does.
It sounds like quite a hands-on experience for any franchisee, really needing to meet people. It's not something that you can necessarily do from behind a desk. You need to be out there in the field meeting people all the time, trying new equipment and seeing what works.
Yeah, that's right. We've set the system up so that pretty much all the back of house stuff is done by the franchisor, if you like. And what we really need the franchisees to do is just be with people, help people, basically help them find the right products.
I love that. What do you consider to be the biggest benefits of franchising, both for Motability and for an individual franchisee that is looking to enter your system?
Sure. Well, I guess our journey in this business, for over the last 10 years, we've been doing a lot of trial and error, trying different things to really get the business to where it is now. And I wish I had have had someone that could kind of guide me along the way, or had already set up a lot of the steps and the systems and everything, so that when I came in, I could jump straight in and start working on the business straight away, rather than sort of trying to work out what works and what doesn't. And also developing our products along the way. So now we've got a huge range of products that, people can step in straight away and there's a need for them almost instantly.
I love that. Is there anything that you maybe wish that you knew when you were starting out that you could mention for potential franchisees? Maybe to avoid some of the things you might have found when you were starting out?
Probably a whole heap of stuff. But I guess one thing that's really interesting is we've never had to be great salespeople, because people come in and they sell the products to themselves. They see something and it solves a problem for them and they're like, it's amazing. Like, why haven't I had this for the last 10 years kind of thing? And it's just, I guess, working with people, you soon pick up everything that works for them. And it works by itself in a way. Once you just match the people with the products, it all sort of comes together.
I love that. And how do you feel that the industry's evolved over the last few years while you've been in it?
Yeah, it's been growing rapidly. I mean, NDS sort of been rolled out through Australia has made a big difference. Probably about 50% of the products we sell is funded one way or another, generally through the government. And there's just been so much growth in the industry, and also a whole lot of new recognition of what the equipment provides people, and sort of acceptance generally of the product, and a lot less stigma about people using mobility scooters and things like that. I think the baby boomers really helped that, because they don't really care what people think. They want to be able to get around and they want to be able to keep enjoying their life.
Exactly. Everyone wants to be mobile. No one wants to be stuck. I think that's interesting, though. Do you find that as weeks and months and years go on, there is better knowledge of all the kind of products you sell and the benefits of them? And does that almost make it easier as things build? Because you're not selling to people, like you mentioned, it's not a hard sell. People are coming in and they're probably more educated than they might have been 5 years ago.
There's a real mixture, because there is those people that have been using some equipment over time, and they've, they're aware of the equipment. They see it changing and they're sort of updating their equipment as it changes and their needs change. But then there's a lot of people that come to us sort of for the first time, have never needed equipment before, and suddenly they're immersed in this whole world of assistive technology equipment that can help them. And it's quite eye-opening for some people.
And you mentioned the NDIS before. For a potential franchisee that might not be 100% up to speed with kind of Motability's relationship with the NDIS, are you able to unpack that a little bit for me?
Yeah, sure. So we're a preferred NDIS supplier. We provide that for the franchisees, so they can either use our license or we help them get their own license. It's a bit of a paper trail to make that happen. We've done it so many times, then it's sort of become second nature for us, and it makes such a big difference to the business. It's definitely worth doing.
I love that. And I guess getting back to what a franchisee might be doing with Motability, can you describe what the day-to-day activities of a Motability franchisee might look like? Even though it sounds like it's pretty varied, are you able to kind of project in what they might be doing day-to-day?
Yeah, so I guess to put it simply, we help people maintain their independence. But generally how we do that is, you know, matching people to products. But I mentioned before the in-home demos. So our product specialists listen to people over the phone, work out what they sort of need. Then we take the appropriate products out to their house. So we take beds to people's houses so they can trial their adjustable beds, things like that. We do overnight trials for people, so we can take beds out for them to sleep in overnight, make sure they're choosing the right mattress. And there's a lot of options with the bed, so make sure they're getting the right options. We're always doing demos with mobility scooters, so we take them out, let people drive them around their suburb. If they want to know if they can get to the local shops or take their dog for a walk at a local park, we go and do that with them and make sure it's going to work.
I love that. And how does Motability approach site selection and market analysis when deciding to open new franchise locations?
Sure. So I guess originally it was quite sort of gut feel and just give it a go. Trial and error, as I mentioned before. And sort of through that, we've developed quite a good knowledge of what works and what doesn't. And now we've got the successful stores that we can look at the demographics and the population around those stores. Basically, we look to replicate that in other areas. And it's sort of become quite easy with the technology available now to kind of have a good idea if it's going to work or not with the demographic and the population.
Yeah. I have a fair idea, but for any potential franchisees listening that might be in a location that they feel may be right, are you able to unpack any characteristics or any demographics of a location that might pique your interest?
Yeah, sure. Well, the retiree areas are ideal. We've got one here south of Perth called Mandurah, which is a great sort of area where a lot of people go to retire. Things like the Gold Coast, every city has their areas. They're kind of, they're definitely one to look at. But there's also, there's always several areas like that where there's a lot of retirement homes and they're generally a good place to start.
I love it. And for any potential franchisees, what kind of ongoing support and training do you provide to franchisees? And how do you find that providing this support contributes to the success of Motability overall?
Sure. Well, I guess the success of the franchisees is critical to success of the group. And we're fairly new. We're starting out in franchising. And so obviously the first franchisees will get amazing personal assistance with setting everything up, making sure everything's working. And as we do that, that'll be sort of blueprinting the way forward.
I love that. Kind of refining processes, but really ensuring that people are able to kind of plant their feet, hit the ground running, and then success follows from there.
Absolutely.
And we've already spoken about the importance of being out in the market, but apart from that, how does Motability stay up to date with changing consumer preferences and trends? And how do you feel this influences kind of your strategies for franchise expansion?
Sure. Well, it is important to us because we, a lot of traditional stores aren't sort of modern and up to date, and we want that image for Motability. And that goes for, the look of the stores, but also the products. So we have some really good relationships with our suppliers. We have exclusive supply of a lot of really good brands in the industry, and that's important. And a lot of the brands we carry, they're doing a lot of product development, bringing out new products. And we also get quite involved in sort of developing the products, mainly sort of fine-tuning things, getting them right. A lot of that is sort of listening to our customers and listening to what they want, what's going to work for them. That plays a big role. And we also do a lot of customization. A lot of our suppliers, they make the product here in Australia, and they're very open to adjusting products to suit customers or customizing them. So we can adjust lengths and sizes and softness and all sorts of things to make products the right fit.
I like that. Going that extra mile, making sure a product really suits the person you're giving it to rather than a one-size-fits-all approach.
Yeah, that's right.
Looking forward to the next 12, 24, 36 months, what evolutions do you kind of project that we'll see in the industry for any potential franchisees that might want to start thinking about not only getting involved now, but where things might be going in the next few years?
Yeah, it's interesting. As more franchisees come on board, we'll have to increase our distribution centers. There is a lot of stock involved. So there's a lot of logistics involved in that. Well, it's a fun challenge. It's a passion of mine, the back end, the wholesale, the moving stock around. So that's really challenging.
Love that. And it's interesting because I can see from speaking to you and just kind of looking around, it's it's an industry that evolves pretty quickly and people kind of get more educated. Being where things are now from a few years ago, I can see that things will grow once again in a few years, and that there is a real opportunity for potential franchisees to get involved now and really establish themselves, put down roots with Motability and keep growing in the future.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot changing with, like, NDIS is constantly changing and the whole sort of, awareness in the industry is changing. It's basically driving business to us, which is just amazing.
And I guess for anyone that is considering becoming a Motability franchisee, what is the best way for them to get involved and get started?
We're quite passionate about the business, and I guess we're looking for franchisees that'd be equally passionate about the business in general, but also about growing their business. I mean, that works for everyone. Well, I guess contact Eden is a good way. We do have a website, franchising@motability.com.au, and I can give out a number for our franchisee onboarder, if you like. So they can contact Philip on 0407-627-243.
Just finally, we've spoken a lot about Motability and potential franchisees. For yourself personally, what keeps driving you forward each day to kind of grow Motability? What are you really passionate about in this industry? And what are you hoping to get out of from the next 12, 24, 36 months personally?
It's a good question. I often wonder that myself. But I love the growth and the fast pacedness of the industry. I love finding new products that, do two things, I guess. One, help people, and two, help us grow our business and get happy customers are what bring more customers in. The sort of feedback we get, the Google reviews and everything is amazing. So I love that side of it. But really it's growth and growing the product range, growing the stores. That kind of drives me.
When looking at the industry as a whole, what do you think that Motability can provide that other businesses or other franchises in the industry might not have provided to date or might not be able to provide?
Sure. Well, we're trying to bring a whole new level of service to the industry, which involves a whole lot of things, the customizing, the matching products, the friendly, enjoyable journey of finding out about these products and then working out what suits people is what we're really all about.
Amazing. I think that's a great place to leave it. Thanks so much for joining me today, Nat. It was a great opportunity to learn more about yourself and Motability.
Thanks, Ben. It's been a pleasure.
And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us, Nat Derbyshire. It was a pleasure learning about Motability and your franchising opportunities. Now, for anyone listening to this podcast who would like to know more about this opportunity or kickstart the franchise process, click the JotForm link in the show notes below. Once you've submitted your interest, the team at Eden Exchange will get in touch as soon as possible to set you on your franchising journey. Eden Exchanges was brought to you by the team at Eden Exchange. In this episode, we spoke to Nat Derbyshire, who is the director at Motability. To find out more about Motability or to discover other episodes by Eden Exchanges, head to our website, www.edenexchange.com. If you're looking for a way to simplify the business buying and selling process, then our new virtual lead room, Deal Exchange, is exactly what you've been looking for. You can learn more about the platform by visiting our website or by getting in touch with our team. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn and Twitter at Eden Exchange for the latest updates, news and opportunities in Australia's trusted business marketplace. Thanks for listening.